You're listening to a podcast from Every Nation Macau. We know that God does great things. Not only did He call and save us, but He's also showing us the beauty and privilege of participating in His kingdom. So what is God calling you to do? This series is titled Greater Works.
Welcome to our 11 a.m. service. And we are here to honor God and make disciples. This is your first time, welcome. And for those of you who are joining us online, our friends outside of Macau, thank you for joining us. And right now we are on the fourth installment of our series entitled Greater Works. Everybody say Greater Works, right? First week, if you remember, we talk about the purpose of Greater Works. Then week two, we talk about the presence of the Holy Spirit. And it's very important, it's very vital, because apart from the Holy Spirit, we are nothing. Apart from the Holy Spirit, we cannot do greater works. We cannot advance the kingdom of God. We cannot make disciples. We cannot preach the gospel, because it's the work of the Holy Spirit. And last week, we talked about the power of the collective. In advancing the kingdom of God, in fulfilling the great commission, we need one another, because we are better together. Amen. And today, we are going to talk about potential expansion. Everybody say expansion. All right, now it says in John 14:12, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works, that's the word, that's the title of our series, greater works than this will he do, because I am going to the Father. Now, when we talk about this text, okay, this verse that Jesus Christ said to his disciples, many Christians are struggling with this. Okay, they have this question, really, is it possible for me to do greater works? Okay, because the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And faith can move mountains. And there are some Christians still, they are struggling because they have unanswered prayers. But here in this verse, Jesus promised his disciples that we are going to witness great demonstration of God's power. All right, that's his promise. Okay, but the context of this verse, if you're gonna study this text, he's talking about evangelism. Okay, he's talking about the kingdom of God, the advancement of the kingdom of God. You know what? When I think about this verse, I think about the ministry of Apostle Paul in the Bible. Among you remember him, Apostle Paul. Okay, God called him, Jesus Christ called him before he was a persecutor. He persecuted a lot of Christians, he killed a lot of Christians. But then God called him to advance the kingdom of God. And then he preached the gospel, not just in Israel, not just in Jerusalem, but outside Israel. Okay, he traveled all the way to Rome, Italy. He brought the gospel in that region. He planted churches. He raised many leaders. And that's the ministry of Paul. Okay, he even wrote 2/3 of the book in the New Testament. Can you imagine that? Because of the power of the Holy Spirit. You know what? When I think about that verse that Jesus Christ said in John 14 about greater works, I think about the ministry of Dr. Billy Graham and Reinhard Bonnke. Okay, you know what? Dr. Billy Graham, he traveled to 185 nations to preach the gospel. And according to Wikipedia, he preached the gospel, whether it's in live crusade or on television or on radio, to 2.2 billion people. Okay, during his live crusade, 210 million people joined and 3.2 million people responded to the gospel, received the message of the gospel. You know what, when I think about that verse that Jesus Christ said, I think about Reinhard Bonnke. Okay, he traveled to the entire continent of Africa to preach the gospel. And according to Wikipedia, because of his ministry, 79 million people converted to Christianity in Africa and to the ends of the earth. And the ministry of Jesus, here's the thing, Jesus never been to those places. Now here's my point, it's not about comparing our ministry to the ministry of Jesus, to the ministry of Paul or Billy Graham or Reinhard Bonnke. It's the thing. It's the matter of doing what Jesus Christ called us to do. Okay? It's a matter of fulfilling where Jesus Christ is calling us to do or to go. The name of our movement is Every Nation. Meaning, this is the ministry that God has entrusted to us. to go to every nation, to the ends of the earth, to bring the gospel, to preach the gospel. Amen? You know what? The calling of Jesus is to preach the gospel in Jerusalem, in Israel, to disciple His disciples, and to die on the cross. Okay? That's His mission. That's why He came 2,000 years ago. And Jesus Christ said, okay, you will do even greater works than this. You will do even greater things than this. Meaning, you're gonna bring the gospel not just in Jerusalem, not just in Israel, but even outside Israel. Not just to the Jews, but even to the Gentiles. So meaning, through you, the gospel will be preached to all nations. Amen? When we say all nation, different nationalities. Amen? Filipinos, Asians, Africans, Americans, Europeans, all walks of life. All right? And where can we find these different nationalities? Here in Macau. You're in your workplace. Amen? In the campuses. Okay? So as you preach the gospel to these people, you are preaching the gospel to the nations. Amen? Yes, it's closed right now. Oh, it's open. We can go outside of Macau, but we cannot come back here because it's closed. But as we preach the gospel to your workmates, okay, to your international workmates, we are bringing the gospel to the ends of the earth, to all nations. It says in Isaiah 54:2, enlarge the place of your tent and let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. Verse 3, for you will spread abroad to the right and to the left, and your offspring will possess the nations and will people the desolate cities. You know what I believe while I was preparing this preaching? I believe that God is preparing us for greater works. God is preparing us for greater harvest. God is preparing us for expansion. I'm not talking about literal expansion or gaining weight. Okay, I'm talking about the kingdom of God. Okay, maybe you are here, you're asking, is it possible? There's pandemic still, year 3 of pandemic. There's war in Europe, tension between Ukraine and Russia. The price of the oil is rising. Is it possible, Pastor Jeff? Is it possible, Lord? You know what, if you're gonna study church history, okay, the early Christians, the more there's persecution, the more the gospel advance. Okay, the more the kingdom of God will advance, and the more the name of the Lord will be glorified. I love what Bishop Mani said, okay? Suffering prepare us to be recipients and displayers of God's glory. There's a purpose why there's suffering. Okay, there's a purpose why there is a shaking that's happening. The Bible says, I will shake the heavens and the earth so that what is unshakable will remain. And we are part, we are standing in the kingdom that will never ever be shaken. Amen? The Lord is shaking things so that what doesn't belong to Him, okay, will go. Amen? Your doubts, your unbelief, your fear is not part of His kingdom. The reason why God is shaking is so that what belongs to Him will remain. And whatever you're going through right now, whatever you're facing right now, God is preparing you for greater glory. Amen. And all the more, His name will be glorified through you. Because it's not about us. And the more, the kingdom of God will advance. You know what? In the Bible, throughout history, if you're gonna study the Bible characters, those great men of faith, those people who did great things for God, okay? These are the people who overcame great adversities, right? And the reason why they overcame those great adversities, it's because they heard the word of the Lord and they held on to that word. What is the thing that God is saying to you? That's why it's very important for us to hear the word of the Lord. Amen? Hear from Him. The reason why you are here right now, because you heard the word of the Lord. Amen. The reason why this church has been planted 10 years ago, because our leaders heard the word of the Lord. And what is that word? Church planting, campus ministry, world mission. And that is the calling of our movement. Amen. And we will not stop. Okay, we will continue doing this. The mission continues. Amen. And last December, I've heard the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord came upon me. And I talked to Pastor Gio, and then he cascaded it to the East Asia leadership team. And there's a confirmation. Later on, I'm going to share it to you. You know what? Here in our movement, we hear the word of the Lord, okay, better together. Okay? That's why if you're hearing that word, the leadership team, the leaders in our church will confirm that. Amen. Now, it says in John 14:12, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me, everybody say believe. Whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than this will he do, because I am going to the Father. Maybe you are here, you're asking, is it possible? What is that greater works that you're saying? You know what? It says here, it will happen to those whoever believes in him. So meaning, it's not about your circumstances. It's not about the challenges that you face. If you believe, you are a candidate for greater works. Amen. The question is, do you believe? Amen. It doesn't matter whether you are new in the church or you are an old timer. It doesn't matter whether you serve in the music team or in the kids church or in the ushering team. It doesn't matter whether your victory group is small or big group. Okay. If you are a believer, okay, you are a candidate for greater works. Ask the person sitting next to you, are you a believer? Amen? If you believe, expansion will happen. Okay? If you believe, then your ministry will grow. Greater works will happen. That's the promise of the Lord. Now, how do we expand? Okay? What is that expansion that you're talking about, Pastor Jeff? Very simple. We gather to scatter. Everybody say, we gather to scatter. Okay, this is the title of my preaching today. Okay, there's a purpose why we gather every Sunday. There's a purpose why we gather every prayer meetings or every trainings. And there's a purpose why we scatter. Okay, first one, in Acts 8:4, now those who were scattered went about preaching the word. Okay, the early Christians, they scattered. Ekbalo, okay, to preach the word. Now, for the past 4 weeks, we've been talking about the book of Acts, okay? Just to give you a context of this, if you read the book of Acts, you can see here how the early church started, okay? How the early Christians started the movement, okay? Jesus Christ said, it is better for me to go because once I go, the Holy Spirit will come. And true enough, when Jesus Christ left the earth, the Holy Spirit came and the disciples received the power of the Holy Spirit. Okay, the timid disciples became unstoppable in advancing the kingdom of God. Okay, every time they preach the gospel publicly, there's so much power, there's so much authority, there's so much boldness, there's so much audacity. Why? Because of the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And they planted churches, and then thousands of people responded to the message. Thousands of people converted into Christianity because of that preaching. Okay, there's this one story in the book of Acts when Peter preached the gospel to thousands of people, and 3,000 people responded to the message of reconciliation. That's the power of the gospel every time you preach the gospel. And because of that, okay, they've talk to each other. What are we going to do with these new believers? What are we going to do with these new Christians? Okay, and that's how the early church started. So they gather for a reason of exalting the name of Jesus. Okay, same thing. Every time we gather here, every Sunday, the purpose is to exalt his name. Amen? We are here in every nation to exalt the name of Jesus. We are not exalting the name of our organization, the name of our movement, the name of the pastors, or the name of the leaders. It's not about us, but it's all about Jesus. Why? Because Jesus, he is the creator of all things. He is the builder of this church. He is the firm foundation. He is the designer. He's the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega. Amen? That's why He deserves all our worship. He died on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. Amen? He saved us, He redeemed us, He restored us, He brought reconciliation. That's why we are here right now. That's why He deserves all our praises, all our worship. That's why in this church we gather only for the reason of exalting the name of Jesus, not to exalt other people. Amen? We exalt God here individually and corporately. Amen? And not only that, we gather to what? Edify. Everybody say edify. When we say edify, it means to encourage one another. Fellowshipping with other believers. That's why there's victory groups. There's a small group where you can share your life. You can share your testimony to other people. All right? We pray for one another. Amen? It says in Genesis 2:18, it is not good for a man to be alone. Right? Even in a perfect place called Eden. Okay? God said it is not good for a man to be alone. That's why if you are here, you love to isolate yourself. Don't isolate yourself. Amen? Attend services. Attend victory groups regularly. Amen. Among you, you're part of a victory group. Come on. Praise God. It's very important. It's vital. Amen. And God is calling us to encourage, to pray for one another, to motivate, to inspire other people. We have to fight for unity. Amen. So that's the purpose why we gather, to exalt Jesus, to edify, to encourage other people. And next one is to equip. Okay, everybody say equip. Okay, the Bible says some are called to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. For what purpose? To equip His people for the works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. Okay, my job is, I'm the youth pastor. Pastor Gio is our senior pastor. Okay, if you're gonna check our resume, our job description is to equip the saints. It says in the Bible. Okay, some are called to be pastors, evangelists, prophets, apostles, teachers, to equip the people for the works of service. Okay, so our primary job is to equip the people so that the church will grow, will mature, and to prepare the church for the works of service. What is the work of service? For service, to honor God, to serve, to evangelize, to preach the gospel, to lead victory groups. Amen? So that's the very reason why God is calling, okay? God called these leaders in the church for this very purpose. And that's the purpose why we gather. Okay, every trainings, every Sunday, we preach, we teach, and we equip. Okay? So we gather to exalt Jesus, to edify, to encourage one another, and to equip people, all right? So it says in Acts 8:5, Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed to them the Christ. So the people, the early Christians, they scattered all over the world. And here comes Philip. He went directly to Samaria. Okay, if you read Acts chapter 7, Stephen Curry, not Stephen Curry, okay, the early Christian martyr, he died because he preached the gospel. Okay, he faced that persecution. Saul killed him. Okay, you can read that in Acts 7. And because of that persecution, okay, the Christians scattered. And the silver lining of that scattering is that the gospel also scattered. Not just in Jerusalem, but outside Jerusalem. And Jesus Christ said, okay, you will be my witness in Jerusalem, Judea, and even in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And here, Philip fulfilled that word. Okay, Philip went down to Samaria. To give you a context of this, okay, the Jews, they hated the Samaritans. Okay, there is a tension, racial tension between the Samaritans and the Jews. The Samaritans, they hated the Jews. Okay, now here's the thing. Jesus is from Nazareth, okay? The northern part, region. He's from Galilee. Now, according to the law, the Jews, they need to go to Jerusalem 3 times a year. And the quickest route for them to go to Jerusalem is to pass by Samaria. Okay, to go straight, to go down straight. But because of hostility, because of racial tension. You know what they do? Okay, they will travel around Samaria. They don't want to pass by Samaria because they don't want to interact with the Samaritan. Can you imagine that? 800 years of division, 800 years of hostility, racial tension, because for the Jews, the Samaritans are traitors. They don't want to interact with them. But Jesus Christ said, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and even in Samaria. Amen? So meaning, only the power of God can do that. Only the power of God has the power to unite people. All right? Not by human philosophy, not by human wisdom, but only by the power of the Spirit of God. Amen? That's why we have to pray for Ukraine and Russia, because only the Spirit of God can unite these two nations. Amen? Only the Spirit of God can unite all nations, can unite different nationalities, even here in Macau. Only the Spirit of God can unite us. Jesus Christ said, but you will receive power, and I'm going to use you to declare the gospel even in Samaria. Yes, there's division. Yes, there's racial tension, but I'm going to use you. You're going to reach out for these people. And here comes Philip. He went down to Samaria to preach the gospel because the Holy Spirit empowered him. The Holy Spirit enabled him to do that. Amen? Now, in our context, how are we going to do that? Okay, Jesus Christ commissioned them, okay, to go to the ends of the earth. And Jesus Christ said, in order for you to reach the ends of the earth, you have to go through Samaria first. And true enough, Philip went down to Samaria, and they began scattering, preaching the gospel. Now, in our context, how are we going to do this? We call this cross-cultural mission. Okay, that's why we have engaged evangelistic campaign. Okay, we are mobilizing all the members of this church, because we believe that every members are ministers. Amen. If you are here, you are done with one-to-one, or you already accepted Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, we are empowering you to share the gospel to other people, because you already experienced that. Okay, you already experienced the grace of God. You already experienced the love of God. Now it's your time to share that love to other people. Amen? One more year, you experience the grace of God. The Lord changed your life. The Lord redeemed your life. You experience that healing. Amen? Now, it's your time to share those testimony to other people. Amen? There are a lot of people here. They've never heard the name of Jesus. They are lost, and they are waiting for you to preach the gospel. Amen? The students in the campuses, they are lost. They don't have purpose in life, and they are just waiting for you to share your testimony, how the Lord changed your life. That's very powerful. Amen? That's why we have this Engage campaign, okay, to evangelize Macau, to evangelize this city, because that is our calling. The reason why we are doing this, it's because, the reason why they are doing that, because they have nothing to do. It's not about that. The reason why we are doing this, because we heard the word of the Lord. Amen? And that is to share the love of God to other people. Amen. And not only that, if you join our Build Conference last month, the theme of our Build Conference is expansion. It says in Isaiah 54, God wants to extend our territories, okay, our borders, to lengthen wide our curtains. That's why, okay, this coming June, okay, we're gonna advance the kingdom of God. We're gonna do campus ministry. We're gonna make disciples. We're gonna plant a church. Pastor Gio announced this already last December and during the first installment of this series, where we're gonna ride a train to Busan. Okay. Now we're gonna plant a church where? In Busan, South Korea. Okay? Come on, let's give God a hand for this. Come on. All right. So please pray for us as we go this June. Okay, we're gonna do the scouting. Pray for provision, pray for visa, pray for open door, pray for a team. Okay? We are hiring. Who among you here, you want to apply? Come on. Okay? So please pray for us. Just like what I've said, the word of the Lord came to me last December, and I talked to Pastor Gio, and then the Pastor Gio talked to the leadership team, and there's a confirmation. So this is our project this year, 2022, Project Busan. Amen. And I'm so excited for this. And in the next coming years, there's a lot of church planting that will happen in our region. Amen. So if you want to go with us, pray. Okay, and the Lord, the word of the Lord will come upon you. You can be a part of this, okay, by simply praying, supporting, giving, and even going. Let's pray. You know what? Before pandemic, we always sent 10 days mission team, short-term missionaries to other nations. We already sent missionaries to Thailand, to Cambodia, to Vietnam for 10 days. And let's pray that this year we'll be able to send 10 days missionaries to Busan. Why not? Amen. Let's pray for that. Nothing is impossible with God. Amen. So please pray for us. And also, we already started our prayer meetings online last December 23. Okay, so if you are available, you can join our prayer meetings once a month. We are doing this consistently. And then we're going to do the scouting this coming June. Amen? So this is what expansion is all about. Okay, the expansion of the gospel will happen as we engage our community, as we do campus ministry, and as we plant churches. In Macau, in Hong Kong, in Japan, in Korea. Can you see that? How do you call that one? Icons. That is our region. Okay? To Guam, South Korea, Taiwan, Japan, Saipan, Philippines, Hong Kong, and Macau. Amen. Pray for that icons. Pray for our region. Because this is our assignment. Jesus Christ said, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And I'm gonna use you to preach the gospel in your workplace, in Macau, in China, and to the ends of the earth. Everything is possible by the power of the Holy Ghost. This is the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I love what Renard Bonnke said. Evangelism and the local church are inseparable. It's like the Good Samaritan seeking an inn for the one he rescued. You cannot separate both evangelism and local church. Okay, this is the ministry of God. It goes hand in hand. All right? And Jesus gave this vision to his disciples. And Jesus gave this vision to our leaders and to all of us right now. When we talk about the vision, when we talk about the expansion, it's the work of the Holy Spirit. Praise God for the strategies that we have. Praise God for the systems that we have. All right? But when we talk about the power of the Holy Spirit, okay, he is not restricted by man-made methods. Amen? In the natural, because in the natural, is it possible? Okay? There's war. There's pandemic. The price of oil is rising. Is it possible to plant a church? Why now? And the Holy Spirit will say, why not? Amen. Not by human philosophy, not by human wisdom, but only by the Spirit of the living God. Amen. The more there's persecution, the more there's challenges, the more the kingdom of God will advance. Amen. It's our obedience to God's sovereign plan. In Acts 8:6, and the crowds with one accord paid attention to what was being said by Philip when they heard him and saw the signs that he did. Now, if you read Acts 7 and Acts 8, this chapter, this is the pivot point of the expansion of the gospel. Because there are major transitions that took place in these chapters, okay? Now, here we can see that the one who proclaimed the gospel was Philip. Okay, and the one who received were the Samaritans. Okay, now, here's the thing. Philip was chosen for a reason. If you're gonna check his resume, it's not that much. Same with the disciples of Jesus. They were teenagers, fishermen, okay? But they are filled with the Holy Spirit. They are so full of the Holy Spirit. They are willing to submit, willing to learn, okay, willing to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, willing to submit under the authority of the apostolic team. Amen? They are under the influence not of the world but by the Spirit of God. Now here's my point. If you are willing, okay? If you have faith, you are faithful in small things, okay? You are faithful the way you handle your finances. You are faithful the way you handle the things that doesn't belong to you because the Lord entrusted it to you. If you are available, involved, teachable, and hungry, you know what will happen? Your ministry will expand. Okay? Your ministry will grow because you are becoming more effective. Just like what happened here. Okay, Philip, because he is willing to submit, willing to learn, okay, under the influence of the Holy Spirit, his ministry expanded. Okay? He went to Samaria and it says here, with one accord, people paid attention. Maybe here you are saying, Pastor Jay, I'm not a good speaker. You know what? Eloquence will just follow. I do not know how to lead a team. I do not know how to communicate. You know what? The reason why it says there, the crowds with one accord paid attention to what was being said by Philip. The reason why they paid attention, it's because of the anointing that God gave Philip. Because of the mantle that God gave Philip. And the reason why that anointing came, because Philip is obedient. He is faithful. Amen? If you are faithful, the Lord will promote you. Amen? Faithfulness is the key. It's not about being, or it's not about the performance, but it's your faithfulness in small things. Amen? Anointing came because of his obedience. In verse 7, for unclean spirits crying out with a loud voice came out of many who had them, and many who were paralyzed or lame were healed. So when the disciples scattered all over the world, they preached the gospel. They healed the sick, it says here. Healing, so meaning preaching, teaching, and healing. That's their ministry. And then they cast out demons. Okay? And the reason why it happened, because of the power of God. What among here you want to receive that kind of power? You want to receive that kind of anointing. Amen? What is the key again? Faithfulness. Be faithful on the things that God has entrusted you. Be faithful in meeting your victory group. Amen? Be faithful in serving in the church. Because this is what God is asking. This is what God is looking for. Faithfulness. Amen. Any faithful people in the house? That's all of us. And there's a purpose why they scattered, okay? The purpose why they scattered first is to change the city. Same thing with us. We scatter to change the city. How can we change the city? Okay, by proclaiming the gospel. Philip proclaimed the gospel and people responded. Okay, what is the gospel? The message of the cross. The message of reconciliation. Now, if you are an old-timer here, okay, you are already walking with the Lord, it's good to be reminded about the gospel. But if this is your first time, okay, this is what God is offering to you right now. What is the gospel? What is the message of the gospel? For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. All you need to do is to surrender your life to Him. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that He was raised from the dead, then you will be saved. That is the gospel. Okay, and this is what God is offering to you. And all you need to do is to believe. Surrender to Him. Put your faith in Him. Amen? And Philip proclaimed that message. And because of that proclamation, many got saved. Many got healed. And they changed the city upside down. Amen. And then the apostolic team heard that. They've heard that the entire Samaria accepted the gospel. That's why they sent Peter and John to Samaria to confirm that. Okay. And in verse 8, so there was much joy in that city because the message of the gospel, it brings joy. Among you received that joy from the Lord. That's the power of the gospel. Amen? The people there, they were in bondage. They were in slavery because of sin. Okay, some of them, they are experiencing that sickness. And when they received the message, when they surrendered their life to Jesus, freedom came. They've experienced that freedom. You know why? Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Amen? They were in bondage. They were lost. But now they are found. They are now saved because of that message. That's why it's very important for us to share the gospel. Tell the person sitting next to you, preach the gospel. There's power every time you preach the gospel. Amen? Next one, we scatter to change the campus. Amen? God is not just fulfilling His purpose in our generation, but even in the next generation. That's why we have campus missionaries. So among you, you appreciate our campus missionaries. Led by Joella. Where's Joella? Right? And we have two right now in the School of World Mission, Christian and Meds. I think you guys are watching right now. Okay? And also Juliet from City Light. Continue to pray for them. What they are doing in our church in this generation is very important. Amen? Because the Lord is calling us to reach out for the young people as well. Amen. I believe that the young people, they will do mighty exploits for God. But the thing is, they need the presence of God. They need the presence of the Holy Spirit. That's why us in this present generation, let's disciple them. Let's bless them. Amen. Let's encourage them, love them, correct them, rebuke them, and believe in them, because they will do things for God 10 times better than us. Amen. Among, if you are here, you have the heart to reach out for the campus, you can approach me or Joella right after the service. Or you want to become a, like Joella, a full-time campus missionary, okay, there's a form later. We're going to give it to you. Okay? You don't want... Biglang tumahimik, no? Alright? So that's our calling as well, to disciple the next generation. We scatter to change the city, to change the campus, and last one, to change the world. Everybody say, change the world. Amen. The Bible says, for God so loved the world. This is our motivation. In the Old Testament, God loves the Israelites. God loves the Jews. It's all about the Israel. It's all about Israel, but the Lord changed it to in the New Testament to what? World. For God so loved the world, because this is the very reason why Jesus Christ came. Because the world, meaning us, the lost people, okay, the lost people, they need Jesus. That's why He came. We were once lost, but now we are found. That's why we are here. Amen. So if you are an old-timer in every nation, it's good to be reminded of our calling. If you are new in the church, I am orienting you what every nation is all about. Okay? God is calling us to reach out for our city, in the campuses, and even to the world. So we gather to exalt, to edify, to equip. We scatter to change the city, change the campus, and change the world. Now, how can we change the world? By planting churches. Amen? As we plant churches, we're going to spread the gospel. Why? It says here, Andy Stanley said, Jesus is the hope of the world, and the local church is the vehicle of expressing that hope to the world. The Lord is using His local church. Who among you are glad because of every nation Macau you were able to hear the gospel? Amen. Someone discipled you. Someone reached out on you here in Macau. And this is what God is doing, not just in Macau, but even to the ends of the earth. Amen. My last verse, Matthew 16:18, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. No one can stop the kingdom of God. His kingdom will continue to advance in our generation, even to the next generation. You know, in the book of Revelation, Jesus Christ will come back again. And on His second coming, He's going to establish His kingdom forever. But right now, in this present generation, the Lord entrusted this ministry to us. Okay? That's why, as one of your pastors here, What I want to say to you, don't drop the baton. Tell the person sitting next to you, don't drop the baton. It's in your hands right now. Amen? You know what? The kingdom of God is not about the position or titles or the prestige or status that we have right now. When we talk about the kingdom of God, God is building His church. God is building His kingdom in ways that we don't expect. Amen? When we talk about the kingdom of God is for those people who need the grace of God. The kingdom of God is for those people who need the love, the mercy of God. And that's you and me. That's why you are here right now. And there are a lot of people out there who are lost, and they are just waiting for you to share the gospel. Ever since, this is the plan of God in the book of Genesis, when Adam sinned against God, you know what's the question of God? Adam, where are you? Because Adam was lost. That's why the Lord is looking and searching. Same thing with us. We were once lost, but now we are found. Amen. And the Lord is using His church. You cannot say, I found God. No. In the first place, God is not lost. Okay? God searched for you. He pursued you. That's why you are here. Amen? Come on, let's give God the glory. That's why we are here. The Lord snatched us from the darkness. The Lord saved us. The Lord redeemed us. That's why every Sunday we worship Him. We praise His name because it's all about Him. Amen? Where are you? And there are a lot of people there. God is calling them. Where are you? Michelle, where are you? Andrew, where are you? Because the Lord loves them as well. Amen? For God so loved the world that Jesus Christ died on the cross. And it's not just for us, but even for those people outside of this church and for the next generation. Amen? Let us all pray.
Thank you for listening. Tune in to more podcasts and give online through our website, everynationmacau.org. God bless you.